This is Paul Eno, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, filling in for Sam Shad on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Today, we're going to be talking to Wes Duncan, the Republican candidate for Attorney General, plus Chris Wicker and Eric Herzig on our Power Pundit panel. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. This is Paul Enos filling in for Sam Shad. Today on the phone from lovely Las Vegas, we have candidate for Attorney General Wes Duncan. Wes, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great, Paul. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, Wes. Thanks for coming on. Now, Wes, before you decided to do this, you have been elected to office before down in Las Vegas. You were an assemblyman from Assembly District 37. So, you know, folks up here in Reno, folks around the state may not know a lot about you. So let's just go into a little bit of your background. You've been a prosecutor. You're an Iraq War veteran. I think you're currently a JAG officer, correct?
I am, yeah. You know, I came to Nevada by way of the Air Force, was an active duty Air Force JAG stationed at Nellis Air Force Base. 20 months into my time at Nellis, deployed to the Middle East and helped the Iraqis prosecute terrorists and terrorist suspects in the Central Criminal Court of Iraq. Came back, was stationed again at Nellis, met my beautiful wife, who was an Air Force nurse, and then transitioned into the reserves and found myself in a really long shot assembly race in 2012, but I knocked on 20,000 doors, if you can believe that, over a 10-month period, and made face-to-face connections, was outspent about 6-1, and was victorious in 2012. And so, you know, just that great shoe leather campaign, getting voters face-to-face, and, you know, we're using that same work ethic in this race for Attorney General as well. And then I was an assemblyman and was a prosecutor in Clark County, and Adam Laxalt, when he won in 2014, asked me to come on and be his number two at the office, so I resigned my seat.
I know. I'm still a little upset at you over that, buddy.
Well, you know, it just felt like the right thing to do. Really felt like we could make some great strides for the state, and we did some awesome things at the AG's office in terms of, you know, going through and getting through the backlog of untested sexual assault kits, providing legal assistance for our military veterans and active duty and reservists, and protecting the elderly with guardianship fraud, and I could go on and on. So I was proud of the accomplishments that we had at DAG's office, especially standing up for victims and really trying to make the state a safer place.
Well, Wes, I know one of the things that, you know, that that the Attorney General has done, starting with Catherine Cortez Masto, continuing with our current Attorney General, Adam Laxalt, and something that, you know, me and my day job as CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association has become very involved in, is that fight against human trafficking and, you know, making sure that we're identifying those victims, we're helping them, and, you know, not just, you know, getting them out of that situation where they are being held captive and they are, you know, being required to do awful things by these pimps, but, you know, also kind of finding that transition. I know the AG's fundraiser raised, I think, over $50,000 for the victims of human trafficking just this year, and it's something that's annual. Is that something you want to continue as AG?
Yeah, we'll absolutely continue that, and standing up for victims, tighten up criminal laws where we need to, working with law enforcement across the state. You know, unfortunately, human trafficking isn't just a problem that's in our big cities. It's a problem that's all across the state, and you see both human trafficking and labor trafficking that goes on along the I-80 corridor. And so,
Talk to me about labor trafficking. I mean, I think when people hear human trafficking, they think about you know, usually young girls that are being you know, used for sex. What is labor trafficking, and how is that different?
Well, labor trafficking can also be young girls doing all sorts of things, not only for the sex trafficking, but also doing other parts of labor. But able-bodied, you know, men or people taking advantage of the immigrant population or snagging people who are, you know, really down on their luck and down on life, and keeping them in places where they can't leave, where they're not free to go, and having them work in very, very harsh conditions. And so that sort of thing is one of the things that happens a lot in our state and across the nation, and it doesn't get as much attention as human trafficking. But labor trafficking is just as serious. And so, you know, I've pledged to work with local law enforcement, state, and also federal law enforcement to try to curb and cut back on labor trafficking as well, because look, every person in the state deserves to be treated with dignity, and they don't deserve to be in a situation where they feel like they're not allowed to leave.
No, absolutely. You know, big problem, and it's always good to have the Attorney General, you know, especially working. How important is it having that relationship with our local law enforcement folks?
Hey, it's critical. You know, I tell people this is not a job where you need, you know, on-the-job training or you've never tried a criminal case or anything like that. You need to be on day one able to have the trust and relationship with law enforcement, both federal and state and local, to be able to collaborate, to solve problems, and to wake up every day to keep our community safe. I tell people I'm running for AG. I want to make Nevada the safest place to raise a family. I've got two young boys, 4 and 3. I want to be able to look both of them in the eye someday and say that your dad did everything he could to make our communities and our state safe. And so, look, I'm proud that we've rolled out 15 sheriff endorsements, 13 DA endorsements. And you know, that's a trust that's been built, because they know that I'm going to stand up for them. I'm going to give them the tools that they need from a state level perspective to do their job to keep us safe. And so, I'm very passionate about that role of the Attorney General. You really should wake up every day and say, what can I do to help keep regular Nevada safe every day?
All right. We are here with Wes Duncan. We are going to be right back on an all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Wes Duncan, who is the Republican candidate for Attorney General. Wes, I guess, filings in March. So, you know, are you expecting a primary challenge, or do you think this is going to be an open seat for you till the general?
You know, it's hard to say. I know that there's been one other gentleman down in Las Vegas who's expressed interest in the race. You know, he may or may not get in. Not sure, but look, I tell people I'm focused every day on what I can do, and we're focused on winning this seat and keeping the seat Republican, because the alternative is not good for the state in terms of not having law enforcement background and being anti-business and all those things. So focused on what I can do every day. I want people to know my vision for the office and the initiatives that I'm going to push as AG, and I hope people will see that passion and want to partner with me. And I tell people, look, doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or Democrat, what socioeconomic status you are, what zip code you live in, or who you are, the AG, first and foremost, should be keeping you safe. And when you go to the ballot box, the question should be, who do I think can keep me safe? If it's a Republican, then you should vote for the Republican. If it's a Democrat, you should vote for the Democrat. But this race is all about public safety.
Hey, Wes, one of the biggest controversies that our current Attorney General, Adam Laxalt, has had in his tenure has been the application of question one, which was private party background checks, which was barely passed by the voters in 2016. When they wrote that initiative, the proponents, they did something that was illegal, that you know, required the FBI to do something that they said they didn't want to do. What is your position on question one?
Well, you know, the Attorney General was asked his legal opinion, which he's required to give when a client asks. And so the question was whether or not it was enforceable. When you have a letter from the FBI that says we will flat out not do these background checks, it's hard to say that you should prosecute law-abiding Nevadans when they're not able to actually effectuate those background checks. And so, you know, the proponents are trying to use the blame game and point the fingers, and the legislature didn't do anything this last session. But the fact of the matter is they wrote the question in a way that didn't allow for the law to be followed. We're what's called a point of contact state, and as a point of contact state, the background checks that they passed in that question aren't allowed to be done based upon our status as a point of contact state.
Well, and a point of contact state, I mean, isn't that a better way to, you know,
it's a better, more comprehensive check. We go through what's called the central repository, which checks not only state, but checks local, and it also checks mental health records. And so the people that wrote the question could have wrote the question to say the check should be done through the central repository, and that background check law would have sailed through, and they would have been able to do it. But the way they wrote it, they require the FBI to do something that they are not federally allowed to do, and the FBI said we cannot do the check. And so, you know, people are blaming the Attorney General. He gave a legal opinion. He's a guy that stands for the rule of law, but again, you're not going to prosecute law-abiding Nevadans for an act they're unable to do.
And that ruling is also consistent with, you know, Nevada constitutional law in terms of when you have the people vote on a statute via initiative petition, the legislature can't change that for 3 years. I mean, even if there was a misspelling, it couldn't be changed. So, you know, it's interesting to see the hue and cry from folks. And I mean, you can understand with some of the issues, but legally,
we understand. I mean, you know, especially in the wake of the 1 October shooting, like, we hate to see violence around us, and people want answers to do things. But we also live in a state and a country that believes and follows the rule of law. And, you know, the petition was not wrote in the correct way. But to blame the Attorney General and to say that he's not enforcing is not right. They're miscalculating, and they're conflating the issues. And so, you know, and again, they could have done different things at the legislature, but instead of, you know, solving problems, they wanted to point the finger and use it as a political issue.
Hey, Wes, you talked about some of your other initiatives that you want to put forward running for AG. You mentioned safety, you know, making Nevada one of the safest states in the country to live and own a business, raise a family. What are some of the other initiatives that you want to put forward as AG?
Look, going to focus on three areas. Going to focus on mental health and trying to give seed money to communities across the state where we can start sprouting up psychiatric ERs to get people the help that they need. And so law enforcement doesn't have to take people to the ER where it's not a good place for a mental health patient to be, or the jail, which also isn't the right place. We want to get people the help they need and to not have a drain on our state and local resources. I'm going to focus on domestic violence. We're the third worst state in the country for men killing women. That's an egregious and reprehensible statistic.
Yeah, that's awful.
We're going to tackle that by trying to provide more transitional housing for women that find themselves in their very difficult, volatile situations. I think there's some areas that we need to tighten up the domestic violence criminal laws as well to have more accountability. And the final thing is that, you know, I talk about going into the very tough parts of our community across the state where there's a breakdown of trust with the local community and law enforcement, partnering the faith community, law enforcement, the healthcare community, for-profit, nonprofit business, identifying areas where we can have after-school programming and be proactive with some of these violent crime problems. You know, when I was in Iraq, we used to go into the country used to go into Iraqi villages and cities in order to try to build the trust. And I think that model is a model that can work in our own communities. And I want to address the hopelessness that we see in many of our communities across the state. And we want to say we're there for you. We want to build trust. We want to provide health care for you. We want to rely on the generosity of our community and, you know, get kids off the street, get them doing productive things. So that we can prevent violent crime and prevent some of these kids in these communities from engaging in things that'll be hurtful for them. And so I'm passionate about doing those. And as the state's top law enforcement officer, you know, that's what we should be doing. And I think my contrast with my opponent is very stark. And we've got plans to help the community.
Well, hey, Wes, thank you very much. That's all the time we have for today. Good luck, and we'll be talking to you as the campaign rolls on.
Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you. That's Wes Duncan, Republican candidate for Attorney General. We will be right back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with our Power Pundit panel. We have former member of the Democratic National Committee, Chris Wicker, and professor from the University of Nevada, Eric Herzig. I didn't throw in the Reno part, but, you know, I think, you know, most people know that. Yeah. You know, as an alumni, you know. So going on in the state of Nevada right now, we've got, you know, kind of what we're seeing in the National Republican Party, kind of that, you know, fight for the soul. We have Danny Tarkanian, who, you know, was affiliated with Steve Bannon, was kind of running on that wing versus establishment candidate Dean Heller. At least that's, you know, how it whether it's true or not. I mean, that's kind of the dynamic that we're seeing here today. What do you think the chances are that, you know, Dean Heller can survive a primary with Dean Heller, you know, by maybe going to the right and then having to run against Jackie Rosen in the general?
Well, I think Heller survives the primary. Tarkanian is a flawed messenger, shall we say, and we've got a track record of, what, five elections now to prove it.
But he always, you know, not always.
He wins a primary.
He wins primaries.
Well, but that gets a little old. And also, what's he running on? I'm a Trumper, and that's it. It's like, do you have a record or anything? Heller's a flawed candidate, too, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, is the Republican Party going to attach their star to Danny Tarkanian? And I would say, think back to 2010, guys. And where's Tarkanian going to get his money? And he has not been able to fundraise very effectively yet. Matter of fact, about a month ago, he was saying, I'd love to meet the Mercers. Well, wait a minute. They should be contacting you if they're that interested.
Hey, Chris, you got to be salivating over this.
Yes, although I have to agree with Eric. We think that Heller is going to survive the primary, the statewide primary. And so we're taking all our shots on Heller, and all of our efforts are directed against Heller. Although, you know, if by some stroke of luck Tarkanian were to win, you know, we would see that as a target-rich environment. But all of our efforts now are against Heller because that's who we think is going to prevail.
So are all Senate races national races now? I mean, you look at, you know, who your Democrats in Indiana and North Dakota are raising money from. You know, it's not from Hoosiers, or it's not from the folks in North Dakota.
The Senate is so close. I mean, right now it's 51-49, and so every Senate seat is a national race for control. And this is an interesting cycle because so many more Democrats are up for reelection than Republicans, although, you know, pundits talk about it being a potential Democratic wave. You know, I don't want to get overconfident in
Eric,
that manner.
Eric, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, the idea of a Democratic wave, the map is working against you on that. I mean, I can't recall a set of elections where one party in particular had so much to defend. And some of those almost kind of accidental victories when some of these people ran against very bad Republican candidates.
Sure.
And that's what the Republicans got to keep in the back of your head. You know, you don't need another Sharon Engel.
Or Todd Aiken.
The woman from...
The witch, Christina...
From Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah. O'Donnell, McDonald. We all know her as the witch now.
Yeah, if I'm the Democrats, Chris is over here saying, oh, yeah, please let Danny win.
I may have said that.
And so you have to kind of watch that as well.
All right. Hey, gentlemen, thank you very much. And we're going to have one more pundit panel with you on our next show. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Thanks for listening. On our next show, we are going to have Andy McKay, the executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers. That's tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.